There were a lot of unknowns going into yesterday's congressional primaries. New districts mandated by court order meant new voters and new challengers for incumbents. Plus, an election day separate from most other races meant especially low turnout. In the 9th District Republican primary, Congressman Robert Pittenger appears to have survived, but barely. WFAE's Tom Bullock will have that story in a few minutes. First, we look at the 12th District Democratic primary. It was a campaign in which challengers cast Alma Adams as an outsider, but as WFAE's David Borax reports, Mecklenburg County voters embraced her.
Alma Adams supporters cheered as results came in at Charlotte's Unknown Brewery. In a victory speech, the 70-year-old congresswoman said though her background is in Greensboro, she's a Mecklenburg County voter now.
You know, we have the same, and Charlotte has a lot. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go to Congress, I'm going back to Congress, and make sure that Charlotte gets a lot more.
Adams has a home in Greensboro, but moved to Charlotte after the district was redrawn entirely within Mecklenburg County.
It's unfortunate that my opponent's focus seemed to be on me and where they thought I was sleeping. As I said before, people are looking for someone that they can trust, who will make a commitment to serving them, and that's what they saw in me.
Adams won with 42% of the vote, beating former State Senator Malcolm Graham of Charlotte with 29% and State Representative Tricia Cotham of Matthews with 21%, ahead of four other candidates. Graham and Cotham spent the past few weeks hammering Adams for being from Greensboro and talking up their own local roots. Speaking at his home last night, Graham said he and Cotham split the vote.
Although we wanted a congressman to speak with one voice for our community, we had too many Mecklenburgers on the ballot, and I think that tipped the scale in her favor as well.
Graham also lost to Adams 2 years ago, though he won in Mecklenburg County. But he couldn't match the incumbent on fundraising this time around.
In politics, it's a money game, and certainly we got outspent 4-1, and I think that was reflective at the ballot box as well.
Cotham supporters waited for results and their candidate at Sir Edmund Halley's restaurant off Park Road, where her mother, County Commissioner Pat Cotham, worked the crowd in her daughter's absence.
We didn't break any of the rules, or we did everything with class, and we met a lot of great voters and talked to a lot of people, and that's always a good thing.
When Tricia Cotham finally arrived, well after the race was decided, she was in tears, but proud of her campaign.
I've spent my whole life serving our county in numerous capacities, and, you know, in Mecklenburg, we're always friendly, we're always professional, we're just really good people, and I know I reflected that well.
Adams will face Republican Leon Threed of Matthews in November. He won his party primary easily yesterday with 42% of the vote. Threed is a pastor at Christian Faith Assembly Church in Charlotte and a former Charlotte police officer. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.
And I'm Tom Bullock. When Congressman Robert Pittenger arrived at his election night party,
hey, how are you?
He methodically worked the room, shaking hands and smiling for photos, including the requisite picture with an infant.
How's that? Come on.
But away from the smiles and shudders, election staff were glued to their computers, refreshing again and again to see what the latest vote tally showed. And they were nervous. North Carolina's 9th congressional district once encompassed much of Mecklenburg County, stretching north to Iredell County. But Pittenger's path to the Republican nomination now runs through just a fraction of his power base in Mecklenburg, running east to the outskirts of Fayetteville. In some ways, says Pittenger, he's an incumbent and still an unknown.
Well, obviously, it was a struggle to get well known out in the far eastern part of the new district.
This opened the door to his two challengers, Todd Johnson, a former Union County Commissioner, and Mark Harris, senior pastor at First Baptist Church in Uptown. And throughout the night, both challengers would take turns leading in the vote. Johnson won Union County, whose voters now make up 27% of the district's population, a larger section than Mecklenburg. But Johnson soon gave up his lead to Mark Harris, which led to this at Harris's election night party. But as the night went on and more precincts reported from Mecklenburg County, the gap closed until it was Pittenger's supporters' chance to When all the votes were counted, the margin separating Pittenger and Harris was just 142 votes out of more than 26,500 cast. Pittenger smiled as he gave his victory speech.
We're going to bring reforms to this country, reform the tax code, reform health care.
But as Pittenger celebrated, Mark Harris told his supporters, nothing has been decided.
You've been willing to stand strong. You've been willing to fight strong. And I'm standing before you tonight to tell you the fight is not over.
Pittenger won by just over 0.5%, well within what's needed to trigger a recount. The Harris campaign wasted no time announcing they will ask for just that. There's another point Harris made in his I'm not conceding anything speech.
The results that I want you to make sure you understand tonight is that more than 65% of the voters of the new 9th District of North Carolina have rejected the current leadership in the United States House of Representatives.
But Pittenger himself doesn't see it as a repudiation.
I don't think they rejected me. They just didn't know me. And so we'll get a chance to get to know me.
And the congressman is hitching his reelection wagon to someone he hopes will help with that introduction, de facto Republican presidential nominee Donald J. Trump.
No, I'm going to actively support him because to me the alternative is someone that I cannot support. And that's either Bernie or Bernie with a dress on.
Bernie with a dress is a knock on presumptive Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. As for the ongoing controversy over Donald Trump's comments about the American judge of Mexican heritage in the Trump University case, Congressman Pittenger simply says,
Mr. Trump has a lot of rough edges. I don't question that.
For WFA News, I'm Tom Bullock.